Is daf lamed tes. We got to the last three lines of lamed ches amid beis. The Gemara finally wants to know, hey chi dami macha. What exactly is macha? What qualifies as macha? At some guys on my property, you got being machzik my property. I'm being ma'arir it. What can I say? What can I do to prevent you from creating chazaka? So Amar Rav Zvid, apparently we've seen his name a lot here. He must have been very involved in choshe mishpat. So Amar Rav Zvid, said, palnya gazalnahu ploni Ruvain, my property. He's a gazlan. That is low havimacha. That doesn't work. So you have no idea why he's being called a gazan. He doesn't know why someone called him a gazan to hold on to his shtar, says the Rashbam. So that doesn't qualify as a macha. We know macha has to be a situation where it warns the machzik, hold on to your shtar because I'm out to get you. You call a guy named, you call him a gazan, doesn't indicate to him that he should be careful for the deed that he has on this property. So what's a macha? Planya gazalna who denokele la'are begazanusa. This guy who's a gazan and he stole my land. Ulamacher, and tomorrow, Tavanale Badina, I'm going to bring him to Bezdin. Havi Macha, that's called a Macha. I'm really threatening him. That's when it's considered a Macha. So the Rashbam records a Machlokas here. What that last statement, when he threatens to take him to Bezdin, is that necessary or is it enough to say that you stole my land, the Zehu? So he has two deas. One opinion is, if you don't threaten to take him to Bezdin, that is not considered a Macha. And the other one says, yeah, of course it's considered macha. Once you claim that he stole your property, so he knows he should hold on to that shtar. They added a few words of threatening to go to bed, and that's just you being stronger and more aggressive, but that's not really a part of the macha. That's machlok is found in the Rashbam here.
And this is saying before somebody.
Before, well, that's machlok is whether b'fan of a shlo b'fan of. That's has to be in front of someone.
Someone,
exactly, but not necessarily the
exactly. Right.
Exactly. We'll see in Amud Beis your question about whether it has to be in front of two Eidim or three Eidim, but definitely in front of someone, right. But not necessarily in front of him. So the Gemara says, now, Amar lo timri lei ma'i. Let's say the ma'arir makes such a macha, and you tell the Eidim you're telling, don't tell him. Don't tell the machzik. Don't let him know. I'm telling you two, but don't let Harry know. Harry's taking my property. I tell Andy and Adam, I'm telling you guys that he stole my property, but don't tell Harry. So will that work as a macha? I put a limit on it. So Amar Rav Zvid said, HaKamar lo timerle. It doesn't work. Since I told you guys don't tell anybody else, and certainly don't tell Harry, that's not a macha. The whole point of macha is to get to him. If I told you not to let the word out, so it's not considered a macha. For a papa argues and says, Amar, Lididei lo timrilei, but lachrino armilei. The chavrich chavri islei, chavrich chavrich de chavri islei. So I tell you, don't tell Harry directly, but you're going to tell Reuven. Reuven's going to tell Shimon. Eventually, it's going to get to Harry. So he'll find out. It might be a little slower than what we anticipated, but it'll eventually get over to him, and it does qualify as a macha according to Rav Papa. Let's say armilei. Let's say you two say to me, I'm the ma'arir, I make a macha, and you tell me, lo amrinin lei, we're not going to tell him. So what's the halacha there? You said you're not going to tell him. So Amar Rav Zvid, hakamru lei, they said, lo amrinin lei, they're not going to tell Harry, so this macha won't work. I say, listen, Harry stole my land, and you say to me, we're not going to tell Harry. So that's not a macha, because unless Harry finds out, this macha doesn't work. But yet again, Rav Papa says, amar lididei lo amrinin lei, balachrin amrilahu, you're not going to tell him directly, but you're going to tell some other guy. And chaver chaver isle chaver 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 isle, and people can't keep secrets. Rav Wamri likes to say a secret is something you tell one person at a time. So no one ever keeps secrets. So eventually they're not going to tell Harry directly. The word's going to get out to him. So then Amr Lahu. So let's say I say to you guys, lo typically shusa. What does that mean? Don't say anything to anybody. Rashbam says two wide lines down, lo typically shusa. Lo yatza davar mipichem. Don't let any word on this matter come out of your mouth. Demashba lo lo not to Harry. Velo. Sorry, I'm calling you the machzik here. I hope you're okay with that. Lo lo velo. You're just close to my.
I've been called worse.
Okay. I can't imagine that to be the case. But demashba lo lo velo lachem. So I say lo typically lachshusa. Don't tell him nor tell anybody else. So is that going to work? I'm putting in more of a limit now, more of a restriction. So Amar Rav Zvid again says, HaKamar lo tepik lechushusa. You said to him not to tell anybody, so we're going to think they'll keep their word, and you guys won't tell anybody, and Harry will never find out. Now, the Gemara never says Rav Papa's opinion here. I imagine by his silence here, Rav Papa would agree to this, but I don't know why it's not he doesn't respond. I don't know why no one else comments on this. I'm not sure if I'm missing something here, but it seems Rav Papa would agree to this. Now let's say Amrulay, let's say you say to me, I tell you Harry stole my property. So now you say to me, they say to him, that's me, Lo Mafkin and Shusa, you say we're not going to tell anybody. This time you're the one who's putting the limits on yourself. So this case, Amra Papa Rapapa says, Ha Kamrilay, Lo Mafkin and Shusa. This time Rapapa he says that they agree not to tell anybody, so they're going to keep their word. So this seems to imply that the previous case, Rapapa would think it is considered a good macha. So that's what you figured. From both directions, you have a different impression, but I didn't see anybody who really discussed it, and why he was silent in the previous case, I'm not really sure why. So then comes along Rav Huna says, no, Rav Huna takes it a step further than Rapapa. Even a case where you two agree that you're not going to tell anybody else, Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua Amar Kilmhilsa, anything that's not really won't affect you. When I tell you a secret about a macha that this guy stole, you and I tell you don't tell anybody, you don't really care for it because you have no gebedaver. So what does it mean to you? If you tell him, it's not going to hurt you or affect you in any way. So eventually, Rav Huna understood the nature of people, and eventually they're going to tell someone, and word will get out, and eventually get over to Harry, and would be considered a macha. Okay.
So he's saying because people don't really give it much thought, they're going to share it.
Yeah. When they're not worried about someone finding out, they don't really care. The guy shared it, doesn't affect me at all. So for that reason, understanding human nature, eventually it might get slower, but eventually, within the next 3 years, Harry's going to find out that I called him a Goslin. Sorry, Harry. Okay. Tosus writes on top, Rapapa amar lididei lo tamrin lachrina tamrin. So when I had asked you to not tell anybody, not to tell Harry rather, your papa says, that meant don't tell Harry, but you're going to tell someone else. So Tosas writes, Nir l'ri, the Rapapa isle shapir de Shmuel. Rapapa is in agreement with Shmuel, who held what? Damar la'el micha bifnei bnei adam, shein yachon lomar lo, lohavi macha. Shmuel earlier said, you say in front of two people who can't tell anybody else, that doesn't work. So when I hear, I tell you not to tell anybody, it shouldn't work either. They seem like they're arguing with each other. And some Rishonim say that they actually do argue with each other. Shmuel says, if I tell two people who can't walk, it doesn't work. So too, if I tell people not to tell anyone, that wouldn't work either. Their papa argues. But Tosas thinks, no, they're in agreement. They're talking about two different cases. One is where there's a physical ailment, an inability to walk. Right, the Hassan by the case of Shmuel, Mari Bechola, the Zakin, Shalom Lo Yelech Lamakum, Shemach Shiksham, where these two elderly people, where ill people, will never make its way over. So that case, Shmuel thinks, is not called a Macha. About Hacha, this case, the people are very healthy. They'll, even though I told them not to, Yelchu Lamakum Amachzik, Viyagidul of Neir, they're going to tell someone eventually. So therefore, Rapapa and Shmuel are in agreement. They're talking about two different scenarios according to Tosos. But again, as I said, other Rishonim argue and think that they don't agree with each other. Okay, Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Macha Shelo Befanav. So Macha Shelo Befanav. Oh, sorry, one other case here, I'm sorry. There's an interesting machlokas here between the Shach and the Ktsos here. We said above that let's say the individual, the Ma'arir, I tell you guys that Harry stole my property, but I said you cannot tell anybody. Lo Tepekle Shusa. Don't go out and tell anybody. So Rav Zvid says that's not considered a macha because I trust that you're not going to tell anybody. But let's say you do tell someone in that case. You go ahead and tell someone in that case. So is that going to be considered a macha? Because initially when I told you, that macha didn't get off the ground. But eventually, you went against my word. And is that going to transform it into a macha? So the Shach thinks that it will not be considered a chazaka. Since my initial macha didn't work, and there is no anticipation that someone else is going to know, nothing gets off the ground. But the Ktos says, no, we care Lamaisa. Did it get to Harry or did not get to Harry? If Lamaisa got to Harry, so that's going to qualify as a Chazak. Because that's a machlokis in the poskim on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Gemara now says the two dots. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman Macha, Shel Befanav Havye Macha. He says that if you make a Macha, even though it's not in the presence of the Machzik, that's considered a Macha. So Esive Rava, Rav Nachman. So Rava now, after quoting Rav Nachman, he challenges Rav Nachman and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah yesterday. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo amru shaloshanim ela kedei shehi paspamia ve'achzik shana v'yelchu v'yodiyo shana v'yavol l'shana acheres. The whole institution of 3 years was, so it's going to take a year to get there, a year to be machzik, a year to return back. Now v'isa gadaitach macha shalom afanav havi macha lamid li lemesei Leisav hasam aduch tev limchei hasam. So if it's really true that when I make a macha, it could even be shalom b'fanav. It doesn't have to be in the presence of the machzik at all. So why do I have to stay there? Why do I have to have a whole a message back and forth? If I simply remain there, so then it could be a good chazaka even while I'm over there. Where's that Rashbam go? Rashbam writes, see like 10 lines up, v'sakadaitach, d'ein tzarech l'shloach shliach. I don't need to send a messenger. That I'm making a macha. Ulim chos b'fana ba'idim. I don't need to do all this. Ella, what I could do is yimcha v'makum shusham. Overseas, I'll just make a macha here in front of two or three people. Vim yavo adavar laws of yavo. If it gets to Harry's ear, then great. But lama do the meisei ad makum hamachzik ol shaleach shlucha l'mechos b'fana. Why do I need to go out of my way to send the shliach? It's unnecessary. Let me stay somewhere out in China and be mocha there. So the Gemara answers, Eita tova kamashmalan the neisei v'nishkal aro piri. It's a good advice. Instead of having a macha and staying in China, and the guy's going to sit there and he's going to eat your food and eat your land, you have to take him out of court and deal with it. But if you send someone directly to him, and he was aware of it, or if you go directly to him, you could really, preempt the issue of getting worse and be much easier to take now than it is to extract all the money and fruit he ate from you after the fact. So that's just an Eitz HaTovah. But in Hachanami, Rabbi Yehuda would think that a Macha Shlo B'Fanav is effective. This whole 3-year calculation is simply an Eitz HaTovah. Rashbam writes, just read this inside, Rashbam writes, Umishane Eitz HaTovah Kamashmalan, around 8 lines up, Denaisi Hu Atzmo, it's better for him to go himself. V'nishkal Karkin, take back his property. Uperosov Miyad Hamachzik, and take his fruit away. Kashim Yimchabim Koma, if he is protesting out in China, V'lo Yiyich, he doesn't go, V'yotzi Achshav, doesn't take matters into his hands right now. Miyado, HaPeros Sha'achal Hamachzik, Yotzi Mimenu B'Tarech, the Kasher Gezel HaNecha. Now I have to start taking out how much he ate, and go to Beis Din and start taking his money. That's a much harder process. Better to deal with it immediately before it really explodes into something much larger. Now the Gemara says, Midakam Mosiv Le Ravah L'Rav Nachman. From the fact that Rava challenged Rav Nachman, Mechlal implies, Delo Svir Le Demacha Shlo B'Fanav Havi Macha. The fact that he was questioning it sounds like he doesn't hold Evitz Macha, that you have to do Macha Dafka B'Fanav. But how could that be? Don't we have a statement for Hama Rava Macha Shlo B'Fanav Havi Macha? It is considered a Macha. So answers the Gemara, Basar Dishama Rav Nachman Savra. Once he heard Rav Nachman's response, so then he accepted it, and now he paskin Macha Shlo B'Fanav is considered a Macha. Right now has a very important discussion now.
Now, after he heard the answer?
I thought the answer, yeah. I thought the bottom line was, exactly. I think the Rashi is not so clear, I don't think here. But I think the conclusion is that he holds it is considered a macha.
He says that, the teres, tshuva.
Okay. Gemara now says, Ashkechinu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, the Talmidav to Rabbi Yochanan. One time Rabbi Yossi found the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar Lehu, he says to them, Mi Amar, is it true that I once heard in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Macha Bakama, how much, how many people have to be present when a Ma'ara makes a Macha? So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Macha Bifnei Shnaim, it's enough to have just two people there. But Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan differently, Macha Bifnei Shlosha. So which one was it? So it sounds like there's a machlokis as to what Rabbi Yehuda actually had said. Okay, so the Gemara makes a very interesting suggestion now, and this is a very, very important discussion for halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara. So, Lema Bidiraba bar Rav Huna Kamiflagi. They're arguing about this statement. Dama Rabba bar Rav Huna Kol Milsa Dimis Amre Ba'apetla. So we'll see what that means in a second. Any matter that's said in front of three people, then the halacha is Les Ba Mishum Lishna Bisha. That's not going to be Lishna Bisha, it's Lishna Lashon Hara. That's not called Lashon Hara. If it's said in front of three people, that's not Lashon Hara. So let's understand this statement just for a moment. Look at the Rashbam on the bottom here, in the Amud Aleph. He says, Dimis Amra Bape Tlasa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Bishna. Why? Im Yichazu V'yomar Laza Kach Amar Ploni Alecha. At the time of the Kimifarish Be'erchen, Be'esh Be'erchen, my time, Chavre Chavre Islaib Amar Abai Hasam. So anything that's going to be known, something that's in the newspapers, something that's on the internet, everyone's going to know, it's not subject to the Isser Lashon Hara. So, therefore what? So again, the halacha is that if a person already violated Lashon Hara once, one person told three people, then now it's out there already. Once three people know about it, it's out there. So there's no longer any violation of Lashon Hara for anybody else. That's how Rashbam understands this case, as opposed to Rashi and Erechin thinks, no, if the Baal Lashon, the one who it's about, he told three people what had happened to him, there's no Isser Lashon Hara. He told three people what happened to him, that's not considered an Isser Lashon Hara. But either way, once three people know about a rumor, something happened, there's no longer an Isser Lashon Hara, because once three people know, everybody knows. How does this connect to our sugya? So the Rashbam continues to explain, Hilkach, therefore, Gavei Macha Nami Milsa David Elegluye. A Macha eventually will be known also by everybody. Ba'inan Kedeshi Yizar HaMachzik Bisharo. Has to be enough people present so that the Machzik knows enough to hold on to his star. Ulahachi Pligi. This is the Machlokas, says the Rashbam. Man Damar B'fnei Shnayim, it's enough to say in front of two people. Less lay the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. They don't hold of him who requires Tlasa, the Bayit Tlasa, because they hold the Ha'afilu Betrei Avidila Gluye. Even if you say something in front of two people, whether that be Lashon Hara or whether it be a Macha, two people will get to everyone to be known. Havi Macha B'fnei Shnayim. So that's the way they argue on this. But the one who holds that three people, they hold a Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and they think, no, only in front of three people will be Gluya L'Milsa. So the Machlokas is, how many people need to be present for word to get out? Is it two or is it three? So the Gemara now says, again, Saman Damar B'fnei Shnayim, back to the Gemara, top of Lamed Tesem and Beis, the one holds in front of two people, less like the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. They don't hold the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna held you need three people for Lashon Hara, and they think you only need two people. Uman the Damar B'fnei Shlosh, you need to say the Macha in front of three people, Islay to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. They hold of him that three people lead to Ligluya Milsa. So the Gemara says, not true. Chuli Alma Islahu the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Everybody holds of his opinion that if Lashon Hara is said in front of three people, there is no longer any Isser of Lashon Hara. There's a different machlokas here when it comes to macha. Man damar bifnei shnayim, the one who holds of two, kesaver macha shlo b'fanav lo havi macha. They hold if it's in front of two, if it's not in front of the person, it's not considered a macha. So what happens is you have to do it in front of the machzik. So if you're in front of the machzik, what's the need for people there? You need to aid him to testify that you did this. You're not testifying to the two people. You're saying the macha in front of the machzik. The two people are simply there as Edim to protect you that the Macha was done. But you're not directing it to the two Edim, they are just observing your Macha, which is directed at the Machzik. It has to be Bifanov. But the Man Damar that holds Bifnei Shloshi, you need three people, because they hold Macha Shlo Bifanov Havi Macha. I can make a Macha wherever I am. It doesn't have to be directed at the Machzik. So why do you need three people? Because in order for a word to get out, to make its way over to the machzik, you need to have three people, because Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says that something that's said in front of three people, it's avida legluya milsa, eventually will get out to everybody. So again, the root of the machlokas is, in starting off, does it have to be to the befanov, or does it not have to be befanov? And that's going to dictate whether you need two people there who are going to serve as edim only, or no, since it's not befanov, you need three people there who are going to guarantee that the macha is going to make its way over to the ears of the machzik.
What's the svar of the one who's saying that you need to do it in front of him? If he's masking that if you don't do it in front of him, but you do it in front of enough people, it'll get back to him.
Right.
Right? So what's then the svar? Is it like a halos? It's something...
So I didn't look into this. I would imagine either it could be just a Matthias thing. You can't guarantee, even though it's a vidilagluya milsa, you can't guarantee it's going to get to his ears. You need a guarantee. Or no, there has to be some form of macha, some chalos of some sort, whereby you need edim and stuff. Or maybe it's when it comes directly from him, he's viewing it more as a macha, as opposed to if it's not present. Even though you assume by saying in front of three people, he'll find out eventually. But to have it more serious, it's like a hasra in the face of the person doing an aveira. If he does in the face, the guy says, don't do that aveira, I do it anyways. In the face of that, that makes it more of a merit, rebellious aveira. So to as well, a macha, for you to be machzik in front of bifanov, when I give you a macha, that shows the weakness, I guess, to your chazaka, as opposed to you hearing about it by word. So those are three suggestions that come to mind. Okay. By Lashon Hara tip,
it's no longer
Lashon Hara. It's not. It's a different.
It's a very,
Either way, but the underlying principle is that when you say in front of, exactly, once you say it to people, everyone will find out. Fine. Then the Gemara says another suggestion of what the machlok is ibayis ema. Ibayis ema dechuli alma macha shlobafan of havi macha. You have to say it in front of the machzik. He has to be present when you make the macha. V'hacha v'hacha mifugi, the machlok is man damar b'fnei shnayim saver sadusa ba'ina. The one who requires two people, because you need two edim that are there who are observing the macha. But the man damar b'fnei shlosha k'saver l'gluya milsa ba'inan. So what's the need for number three? If you're saying it directly to the machzik, so I understand why you need to aid him to just testify that this would happen. What's the need for three people in this case? So, very interesting din here. Look what the Rashbam writes, the last medium wide line down. He says, gluya milsa ba'inan, and sheyada kol ha'olam, v'cheven denoda l'shlosha, ki'ilu noda kvar l'machzik, dami, d'mistama yadam ha'machazu. So it's a very strange understanding, because once you already said it has to be b'fun of, so what's being accomplished by having three people and having the entire olam know?
What we're saying, according to this, so it doesn't have to be
a b'fun. Oh, I'm you're right. I misread this. You're correct. Okay, let's do this again. Ibai Zema is saying that a macha shel b'fun of is considered macha, and therefore you therefore what? So if you need two people, the reason for two people is to have two edim. That two edim are saying, look at Rashbam. Rashbam writes here, v'hacha b'hacha mifugi. Maman damar b'fnei shnayim k'saver sadusa b'inan. You need edim. V'day lana b'shnei edim. It's enough to have two witnesses. She'ya'idu shemicha zeh besoch shlosha. V'myavo adavar lazav yavo. But the question becomes, is macha focused on the ma'arir, or is it focused on the receiving end of the ma'arir? So one of the things it's two is, I need to make a macha. Once I make a macha, I don't care if he gets it or not. If he gets it, great. If he doesn't get the macha, fine. But I need to have edim that I made a macha. It comes from me. But the other opinion that thinks that you need three people, the goal is to have him find out. The machzik needs to hear word of this, so that can only be guaranteed if there are three people there. So this, again, gets to the root of the point of a macha and the point of a chazaka. If the point of a chazaka, a macha, is to that the machzik has to know to hold on to his shtar, so then you have to assume it's three people to make sure he finds out about this. But if you assume the macha is not with the goal of the machzik finding out, it's not with the goal of him holding on to the shtar knot, it's simply that from the ma'ar's perspective, he has to just give a macha, which prevents the chazaka from taking place, so we don't care if it gets to the ears of the machzik or not. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, Gidol bar minyome havele machvasa l'machave. He had a certain macha he was supposed to do. He was someone who was machzik his land, and it was time to do a macha. So Ashkechina l'Rav Huna u'lechia barav u'lerav Chalkia bartuva davi yasvi. He saw these three great gedolim sitting down, and a macha kamayu, he made a macha in front of them. L'shana hadar asal mechuye. The next year he came back to these the same three dayanim to make a macha in year two. So Amrle, they said to Gidal, lo tzvi chasachi, you don't need this, because I'm a Rav. Rav says, Kevin Shemicha Shana Rishona Shuvei Natzarach Limcha. So once you do the first year, you never need to make a macha ever again. Ve'ikad Amri, others say Amrle Chia Barav Rav Chia rather says differently. He says, same point. Kevin Shemicha Shana Rishona Shuvei Natzarach Limcha. He agrees that once you're mocha the year one, you don't need to mocha ever again. But Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says Mishim Bar Kapara. You need to be a mocha every 3 years in order to prevent him from getting a chazaka. So Ta'iba Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan thought about this matter and he challenged this. V'chi gazan yesh la chazaka? Does a gazan get chazaka? What do you mean? Year one I was mocha. So Adam's my property. He's a gazan now. So now I need to stop him from getting a chazak. He's already established as a gazan. He can never create a chazak ever again. Once a mocha, year one, that's fine. Mar says, wait a second here. Gazan sakadaitach? Is Adam really a gazan? Ella, ki gazan, yesha chazaka? The son who's like a gazan, who's already on my property, and I already protested his presence here, is he going to create a chazaka? There shouldn't be a concern. So there's no need for any further chazakas. But still, nonetheless, Amarava, hilchasa, tsarech limchos, Bisof kol shlosha v'shlosha. Still, nonetheless, even though he really has no taina anymore, there still is a requirement, at least from the perspective of the ma'arir, he should make a macha each and every single year. So there is a bit of a conversation as to what's going on here, whether this guy can ever create a chazaka or not. Look what Tosas writes. Tosas writes, "V'tzarach limchos b'sof kol shana." We paskin every 3 years, the me'arer should make a macha. So he says, "Ein lefarish, don't explain the taima shelo yomar lakachti acher macha. Don't say, why do you need a macha every three years? So he doesn't claim lakachti. He can't say that. Because the perish akuntris. Kevin dar karchach moda to mikara koda macha lo betars mechir nachas ba. Since year one I said you didn't buy this from me, you can never ever again claim that you bought it from me. I wouldn't sell it to you. So it's not really preventing you from creating, making a taina, because that wouldn't be a taina we would accept. V'yod, dim kein shaper karlei gazlan. Ella, the reason why we have a taina, a macha every 3 years is taima k'deperish akuntris, b'shem detlas shanim mizdar inish b'shtari, acher macha v'sulo. It's really not so he can have a claim that I bought it, because he can't have a claim that he bought it. His chazaka will never work ever again. His chesed gimel shama will never work. But it's as a reminder to him, which is strange, that the machzik should hold on to that deed forever, every 3 years, lest some other guy tries to take it away from him. But he can never actually establish a chazaka, says Tosfos and Rashbam, because he doesn't have a taina to work with anymore. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Fine.